Assalamu alaikum.
Good morning.
Subah khonase.
Abdullah and his family offer a familiar welcome to community health nurse Sarah Minor. Minor works with HCR Home Care in Rochester, and she's been visiting this Somali refugee family for a while now.
Abdullah, did you check your blood pressure?
On a normal day, she'd be accompanied by a member of the Somali community, who acts as a translator and a cultural liaison.
What is the idea to be?
She couldn't come. So just me?
Just me.
Somali language, no more translation.
Today she's flying solo, but only because the family already knows her.
There's a lot of things they don't understand, and of course, with a lack of understanding, a lot of times comes fear. So to just open the door to somebody you don't know, that's probably not going to happen.
Abdullah needs someone like Minor to help him navigate his prescriptions and keep him on track with the diet that helps manage his diabetes.
Do you remember which one's the new medication?
New medication right here.
Yeah, how often do you take that one?
This one.
Exactly.
With an ageing population, there's a growing need for home healthcare like this in the refugee community. But Minor says language and cultural barriers make it harder to deliver.
Many of these services already exist, so we don't have to reinvent the wheel. These are services that we're already doing. But then it becomes really frustrating because you're saying, well, then why aren't we connecting?
The company Minor works for is responding. They're training people from refugee communities as home health aides. Jagar, a Bhutanese refugee who came to the US from Nepal last October, is one of the first graduates of the program. He used to do seasonal work, but healthcare provides the chance for a more stable future. Jagar says elder care in the refugee community often falls to family members.
Those elderly people are looking after by their relatives and some other guys.
The problem is those family members aren't trained.
What I want to do is that I want to share this knowledge, what I know, what I have learned from here to them.
Sadia Omar heads up a local refugee resource centre.
Trust matters a lot in our community. So you can't just go and knock the door and then they'll open the door for you. They have to know who you are. They have to get to know you, who you are.
And there are other obstacles. Transport can be an issue, especially for women.
Where we came from, we didn't have the privilege as a woman to drive. But coming here is like you have to drive. You have to. It's not like you have to depend on somebody else.
Minor says it's important to encourage more refugees to get into healthcare so the system's more representative. And something's starting to happen in upstate cities. Younger refugees who came here as children are starting to graduate from high school and college and often choosing to stay put. But right now, most refugees with the right skill sets are already employed in other lines of work. That makes it almost impossible, Minor says, to get them into an unpaid 3-week home health aid training program.
Because these people tend to be kind of the ones their families rely on. So it's not even just income for them, it's income for their whole family. So that's the biggest challenge.
It'll take a lot more people like Jagar to complete the training and spread the word before new arrivals will see healthcare as a viable job. For WXXI News, I'm Kate O'Connell. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for the Innovation Trail. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for WBFO. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for WRVO News. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for WSKG. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for WMHT. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for North Country Public Radio. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell.